Good morning.
This is Moses Stelfis with the Daily Inspiration. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptations and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Let's pray. Our beloved Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you in the name of Jesus. We do thank you this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God, and that you have a love for your children. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have given us life. And we thank you that you want to give it to us more abundantly. And this morning we do pray, dear God, that as we look into your word, that we might understand, that we might truly know what you're saying. We know that the word of God is to wash us and to purify us and to cleanse us. And we also know that it's written for those that want to serve you. And it is for those that whose heart is not open. It is a mystery, and it is a dark thing. It is not open and revealed to those that are in darkness. And Father, I do pray that each one of the people listening here this morning would have an open heart so that they might see and understand the scriptures, and that the scriptures may be applied to our lives. Lord, we trust you this morning for your will to be accomplished in each one of our lives, because, Father, we're here to glorify your holy and wonderful name. We're not here as the cat is, to just simply live life to the fullest and lay around and sleep and all that, those things. We're here to bring glory and honor to our God. Although we realize that the cat, even in what he does, the cat is doing that which the Creator has created him to do. And even though he lays around and sleeps, and at nighttime he's looking for a mouse, that is what God created him for. And he's very diligent in doing that. Are we as human beings as diligent in fulfilling our purpose as this cat is? For us human beings, we have a whole different purpose. Our purpose is to glorify God. Our purpose is to work in the vineyard that God has put us into, and it is to bring glory to God. And so are we fulfilling our responsibility? Am I as a husband fulfilling my responsibility in training up my children? Am I fulfilling my responsibility in washing my wife with the Word of God? And is my wife fulfilling her responsibility in bringing glory to our Heavenly Father? So this morning, as we look at this booklet here, and look at the daily inspiration in the booklet Beside the Still Waters for October the 18th, let's just consider that this cat that it's talking about here was doing that which is it was created to do. And are we, as human beings, doing that which we are created to do. Let's read the story here this morning. And Moses lives a simple life. Am I living a simple life? Am I living a life that is without a lot of extra frills and things to satisfy myself or to glorify myself? Am I living a simple life? Or am I living a life that is focusing on self, and am I getting puffed up with the things that I have accomplished? And am I looking into the mirror and trying to make myself somebody that I am not? Does Moses live the simple life? When hunger pangs stir within, he checks the cat dish on the back porch. If that is empty, he goes prowling for some hapless prey. When he is thirsty, he finds a puddle to satisfy the demand. When he needs a bath, he diligently applies his built-in washcloth. When he becomes sleepy, a rug or a cardboard box will serve as his bed. Moses is content. Moses does not worry about the future. Do I worry about the future? Yes, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to take care of our family. We have a responsibility to do our duties in the home. So, but do I worry about the future? Worry only makes us more, gives us more burdens, and it tenses our body. We get kinks in our neck because of worry and of tension. And we need not worry. It says here that Moses the cat did not worry about the future. He does not toss and turn in his sleep. He does not bite his nails, nor chew his lip, or develop shadows under red-rimmed eyes. Neither does Moses fret about the past. He does not cry over spilled milk, nor does he agonize over the mouse that got away. Moses is at peace. Moses takes life as it comes. And he's totally at peace with himself and, for the most part, the world around him. Yes, he does keep his eye open for a dog that might come around to snap at him or things like that. But Moses is, for the most part, he's at peace. And as you see him lay there, curled up, it's just a picture of peace. Is that the way you and I rest in the bosom of God? Is that the way, do we just rest in laying our shoulders on the breast of Jesus and rest in Him, knowing that He will provide for us, knowing that He gives us food and gives us raiment? He gives us homes, house to live in, and all these things. He will provide for us. How do we know He will provide for us? Because He has promised it. I will be with you, He says. And Jesus will be with us. He wants to be with us, and He wants to make His home in our hearts. Are we giving Him that place, that rightful place that belongs to Him? Before we were born again, there was a vacuum. There was a hole in our heart. And that hole was exactly the size of Jesus Christ. It was exactly the shape of Jesus Christ. And that hole, until we give our heart and life fully consecrated to the Lord Jesus Christ, is a vacuum, and it is there, and it can only be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ.
there are people that go and they search out all the riches of the world. They search out all the beauty of the world. They search out all the vain things of this world, sports and movies and all kinds of things to take the place or to fill that hole, that vacuum in their heart. And it will never be satisfied until our life is fully and completely consecrated to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here in this booklet that Moses is at peace. Moses is genuine. He does not try to be something he is not. He does not try to be Drover, the dog. He does not try to be the man. He is content to be a cat, just as God made him to be. He does not gaze at his reflection in a puddle, wishing his eyes were blue. Moses is satisfied. Moses is forgiving. Moses is forgiving. Am I forgiving when somebody does something against me? Do I forgive? Or do I hold a grudge against this person? Do I forgive even as Jesus Christ forgave? It says Moses is genuine. It says Moses is forgiving. He does not hold grudges. When Drover forces him to make an undignified escape up a tree, he waits patiently aloft until his antagonist loses interest. Before long, the two will be curled up side by side, sharing the rug for their afternoon nap. Moses is transparent. You know that picture there of them, the cat and the dog, being curled up side by side, even after just having been chased by the dog? That's a picture of forgiveness. And is that the way our picture looks? Do we, can we, that person beside us, that person that we wash feet with at communion, can we forgive him? Can we wash that person's feet with a pure love for him? How is it in our life? Do we forgive? Are we transparent? Am I willing to open up my heart and my life to someone who has trespassed against me? Or do I hold something against that person and hold him at arm's length? Can I truly wash his feet and allow him to wash my feet? Can I truly lay down beside him as Drover and this cat and the dog, they lay down beside each other and forgive? Can I do that with my brother, with my sister? Moses is transparent. Moses enjoys an uncomplicated existence. And though we cannot recommend a cat's life for humans, we might learn a lesson or two in forgiveness, contentment, trust, acceptance, and simplicity by observing his uncluttered daily agenda. So how is it in your life? How is it in my life? Let's just take a lesson here from the cat and the dog. Let's take a lesson, especially from the cat here in today's lesson, and take a look at our own life. How is it? Am I content? Do I worry? Am I genuine? Am I forgiving? Am I transparent? Do I live a life that is uncomplicated? Or do I make life extremely complicated
Do I make life miserable for someone else? Am I always concerned about my own desires? Am I always concerned about what feels best for me? Or am I concerned about what feels best for my brother, for my sister? So, my name is Moses Selsfis, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. I would be glad to receive some phone calls, and yes, if it's to ask questions or if it's just a blessing, I'd certainly be glad to hear from you. So may God bless you today and live for the Lord Jesus Christ.